Hey everybody, welcome to episode 2 of Hit the Mic with Stacey Harris. Everybody, I am super excited you guys came back for episode 2, or if this is the first time you're listening, welcome. I am really, really, really looking forward to today's episode because it is our very first interview episode. So this is the first time I am bringing on a guest and sharing somebody super cool who I adore with all of you so that you can adore her too. Today's guest is Jules Taggart of Amp and Pivot, who you can find over ampandpivot.com. In just a second, I will read her bio, but I wanted to cover a few housekeeping items before we jump into that. First things first, remember to leave your reviews over at iTunes or send me emails or tweets or Facebook updates, because those are going to be the lovely people featured in this segment of the show, which is shout outs. Because the first episode just aired, we don't have shout outs for this episode, but we will have shout outs in episode 3. So be sure to, you know, be ready for that. Without further ado, let me go ahead and jump into Jules's amazing bio. No filter, no apologies. That's the Amp and Pivot rally cry. Jules Taggart, founder of Amp and Pivot, has started a blob rebellion. As an advocate for disruptive branding, she shows entrepreneurs and small business owners how to tell their story in a bold and unforgettable way. Viva la revolución. Jules has worked with small businesses and large corporations alike. In addition, she successfully launched several startups of her own and is a co-creator of Thrive Hive, an online mastermind community for women entrepreneurs. When she's not working with clients, Jules can be found hanging out with any place that cupcakes and dirty martinis are sold. Connect with Jules at www.ampandpivot.com or at Jules Taggart on Twitter. Hey everybody, I'm getting started with Jules Taggart of Amp and Pivot, and I'm really, really, really excited that she's on the show today. So you heard her bio earlier. I read that. So yeah. But what I really want to do is I want to have Jules introduce herself to everybody, because I think that she will probably do a much better job of doing it than I did. So hi, Jules. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Stacey. Excited to be here.
Can I just say, let me break the ice here. This is kind of weird because Jules and I talk pretty regularly. I consider Jules a friend. So this is kind of a strange situation where I'm like interviewing her so you guys can know how cool she is. But like, I'm used to just talking to her. So if today seems at all strange, forgive me because it's weird. It's weird. All right, guys.
Okay, yeah, and so, we met for the very first time like a week ago, which was really fun.
We did, which was awesome, although it was equally weird to see you in person.
Yeah, usually we see each other over Skype.
Yeah, Skype or Google Hangouts or just in the Thrive Hive community, which we're going to talk about in just a little bit. But yeah, it's a little weird. So before I get all crazy, why don't you introduce yourself to everybody?
Sure. Well, I'm Jules Taggart, and you can find me at ampandpivot.com. And my company is Amp and Pivot, and I do content marketing and copywriting for small businesses and entrepreneurs. And I mostly work with women. So I have some really cool clients and interesting projects that I get to work on, and just kind of love what I do.
Okay. If you haven't checked out ampandpivot.com, you should. Jules writes the best blog posts. They're just awesome, and they involve really fun pictures, and like they're just always really awesome. So make sure you guys check out her website and follow her at Facebook, Amp and Pivot on Facebook, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Twitter, because we all know I like Twitter best. So the first thing I want to talk about is how you and I met. We actually met through YFE, I believe, and sort of that was, as far as I know, the first community you built online was Bootstrap Book Club, which worked at the time with YFE and has since been taken over by YFE. But what gave you the idea to sort of start that community of women entrepreneurs online?
Yeah, well, to back up just a little bit, Amp and Pivot is my company on my own, and it's been in existence since January 2012. So I've been in business a couple of years now. But for a while there, from May 2012 to May 2013, so about 1 year, I had another business, an additional business, and so I was still running Amp and Pivot side by side with Kickstart Kitchen, which we ended up closing in May of 2012, and I had a business partner in that venture. And when we created Kickstart Kitchen, it was built around the concept of helping women entrepreneurs really get started and launch their businesses. and become profitable quickly. And so one of the things that we decided to do, because we were reading books, my business partner and I, we were reading all these books, and we're like, we want someone to talk about them with. So we created just a Facebook group. It's Bootstrap Book Club, still running today by the lovely Jen Dunno of YFE. And Stacey, you're leading the book right now, which is really cool to kind of see you in action, even though I see you in a few other communities, but that's really been fun. So yeah, the book club just started out of a need, I guess, that we had to kind of create, a smaller community to discuss these books and really talk about how we're going to implement all of the teachings for our own businesses.
I love that you said smaller community, because now it's like, I think it's nearly 500 people now. It's grown massively, and I'm leading the book right now. When you guys hear this, I think we'll actually be wrapping up the book. But it's still worth, and if you look at the show notes, there'll actually be a link to join Bootstrap Book Club. But why I wanted to start there was that was the first time I interacted with Jules on a community basis. And so we had to start there. From Bootstrap Book Club, you started another community, which was, and still exists, Thrive Hive, which I'm a member and have been since, I think, like, day zero. Uh-huh. I love Thrive Hive, and you know I sing Thrive Hive's praises wherever I can. So you started that when you were still a part of, well, when Cookstart Kitchen was still around, right?
Yeah. So we started Thrive Hive in January. So it's been almost a year that Thrive Hive has been going on.
Wow. And, sorry.
It was one of those things where we got, a crazy idea sometime in, I don't want to say it was like early December. It was like right around Thanksgiving to start this community. And we were like, oh, we should start that like in, you know, May or June. And over the course of a weekend, we figured out, nope, we're starting it at the first of the year. So we actually beta tested it in December with a small group of women. And it's a community for women entrepreneurs. And it's got, basically we took everything that we couldn't find in other communities at the time and put them into one community. So we wanted a place where people, where women entrepreneurs could meet and gather and kind of take their business to the next level by asking other women entrepreneurs for advice and, kind of feedback and suggestions and just a place for communication. So that was one thing. And then one thing we also really wanted was a place to help, each other share content. I think that's really important when you're first starting out to get in front of new audiences. You have to, you know, get in front of other people's audiences in order to do that. And that doesn't change as you grow. I mean, that's always the case with growing your audience. So we wanted to facilitate a way for women entrepreneurs to do that. And so in this Thrive Hive group, you can share one piece of content every week with the rest of the group and get them to, you know, as long as it's a good fit for their audience, they'll share it with their audience. So it's really helped me to grow my audience in the last year. And I know that's the case for several of, probably most of the women in there. If they take advantage of that feature, then they're just getting in front of new audiences, which is great.
That's probably my third favorite part of Thrive Hive.
What are your other two favorite parts?
My first favorite part of Thrive Hive is it's just really, this is going to sound lame, but it's really cool people join Thrive Hive. Like, you've done a good idea, a good job of bringing those ideal people together that get the foundation of Thrive Hive, which is not to come in and pitch yourself to other people. I mean, we do occasionally share like special offerings. Like, I was trying to do to raise a lot of money for a mastermind a couple of months ago, I think it was. And so like I came to the group for support and was like, this is my goal. This is what I'm trying to do to achieve XYZ. I'm doing ABC. And I sort of did it as a support thing, but like some people took advantage of it so that you do sort of consequently get that business from it. But the people in the group understand that the foundation of it is like support and referrals and like knowing each other to better your business. Mm-hmm. And you guys all know I'm about like the relationship thing. I'm about like building those connections and those friendships, and Thrive Hive is a really, really cool place to do it. And it's getting pretty big too. It's at, I want to say like 70, 75 people, 80 people.
Yeah, I think that's about right. Yeah. It's about 70 people right now.
And I think when I joined, there were like 15 or 20 people.
Yeah. It's not huge. There are a lot of communities that you join, like Bootstrap Book Club, for instance, where there's 400 or 500 people in them. That's not uncommon. One of our purposes with Thrive Hive is to not let it get enormous, because mm-hmm. I think there's a certain, the people in that group really know each other. And because they know each other, when someone new comes in, they're very welcoming and they're very helpful in getting that person like to know other people in the group. And so I think when you get a huge group, you stop having that sense of responsibility to be good to new people that are coming in, just because it's, you know, a little overwhelming. Like there's new people all the time. And and you get sort of lost. I don't ever want to create anything in Thrive Hive where people feel like they're getting lost. I want people to feel like they're coming home. So that's been our goal with that.
So the other thing I want to talk about Thrive Hive before we get into something really cool, which is Thrive Hive Live, is with Thrive Hive, and I feel like I probably should have mentioned this, but it is a paid community to be a part of. There is a sort of fee for entry, so to speak, right?
Right. Yeah. So that was another thing when we were looking at communities. These groups that are huge, like 500 people and more, have a very specific purpose, and they're a gathering place for a lot of good things that happen. But it's free to get in. And so it's free to, like, you know, there's no skin in the game necessarily. So with Thrive Hive, it's $15 a month, and there's an option to pay, I think, $150 a year or something. So you save a couple months worth of payment. But so once you have a little bit of skin in the game, and it's not like super expensive, but it's just enough so that the people who are going to come in and just like link blast and and try to promote only their own stuff aren't going to be interested in paying even that much. And so it sort of cuts those, you know, people out of the mix. So they're no longer interested, which is something that we wanted to do. And it also makes the people that are there make sure that they're using it to further their business, and they really have to put the resources there to work so that it's worth, you know, a little bit of money every month. So it's been sort of a twofold reasoning, but it's worked out pretty well so far. But it's certainly affordable.
I really like it. Yeah, it's definitely affordable. It's certainly less expensive than a lot of other sort of quote unquote membership options you'll find out there. I think it's 100% worth it, as you know, Jules. But for those people who are interested in joining, where should they go?
Sure. You can go to ampandpivot.com/ThriveHive, and you'll find all the details there. You'll see some testimonials of women that are in the group, and then also like everything that you sort of get when you join Thrive Hive. And there are links to join right on that page.
Cool. And I'll put that in the show notes too. So, the other thing about Thrive Hive that I wanted to lead to, and it's funny because you were telling the story about how Thrive Hive came together. And I know you're going to kind of retell that story with Thrive Hive Live, because it was kind of an idea that you guys had and you were like, oh yeah, we could do that. And then like, it was here. Like there wasn't a lot of like delay between idea and like event.
You know, it's funny. I went to Phoenix last weekend, which is obviously where we met in person finally.
Yay.
And on Thursday morning, I saw Pam Slim post something that said she was having this event and she was so excited to have people coming in town to Phoenix. And I live in San Diego and I am not spontaneous. I'm just not. I'm planned. I'm a list maker. Like that's just my vibe. So I saw this event happening and I thought, you know what? I need to be there. I don't know what it is about this, but I just feel like I need to be there. I don't know if there's any tickets left or what, but she was able to squeeze me in even though they were sold out. And so I got to go to this conference and I picked up and I left within like 3 hours of, you know, getting the ticket. And that kind of spontaneity, like it just meant so much for my business to be there that weekend and just meet those people. And I would definitely do it again. And it's funny because that's how Thrive Hive came together. It was like one of those weekends where like, we're doing this. you know, we've never done this before, but we're doing it. And now I'm so grateful that we did. And that's how Thrive Hive Live came about too. Thrive Hive Live is a live mastermind retreat. We held our first one in Palm Springs in September and it was incredible. And then our next one is in Miami in February. And
I do want to jump in and say, to highlight my favorite part here is that it's a retreat. It's made for a small group of people. You guys cap the attendance, right?
We do, yeah. We kept the attendance at, the first one we didn't know what to expect. And so it was fairly small. I think it was like 15 people. And so we're capping the attendance for the second one at 20 people.
Okay.
And Same thing with Thrive Hive, the group itself. The live event is very similar to that in that the small group allows you to really get to know other people. It also means that if you're an introvert, you're not feeling overwhelmed. And it's funny, the more entrepreneurs I meet, the more introverts I meet. you know, because you work from home and you spend a lot of time over Skype or Google Hangouts, but it doesn't mean you have to be like in a room networking with a bunch of people all that often, even though a lot of us do that anyway. But I meet a lot of introverts, and we wanted to make sure it was friendly for introverts, but also friendly for extroverts. And so we're trying to keep the group small so everyone can really get to know each other. And one of the cool things we're doing this time that we didn't do last time, or we didn't do quite as much of it in our first retreat, is that we are doing community-driven learning. So instead of, you know, bringing in speakers, we are asking for the people that are there to provide their knowledge, because the women that are coming to this thing are amazing. Like, just the knowledge that they have, it's amazing. And Stacey, you obviously know this because you're going to be one of our speakers.
I was going to say, yes, yes, we are.
You're right. But we decided, you know, why not bring these women together and allow them to teach each other. And we're doing that in a kind of a cool way that is still sort of coming together, as all things with Thrive Hive tend to do, still coming together. But it's the way it's shaping up is going to be really cool.
Very cool. And do you have to be a member of Thrive Hive to attend Thrive Hive Live?
You do not. Nope. We had a few women that came to our first retreat that are not members of Thrive Hive, and they were just fine. You know, got to meet everyone on site. And we do have a private community just for Thrive Hive Live that you can kind of get to know the other people in advance. Most women are members of Thrive Hive only because even if they've signed up for Thrive Hive Live, they then go join Thrive Hive because there's so much good stuff happening in there. But no, you don't have to be one to be
you
involved
be,
in the other.
But we won't make them, is that what you're telling me?
Right, right.
And where do we find out more about Thrive Hive Live?
We created a website just for this event. The first one was very successful, and so we decided, you know what, we're going to be doing more of these. We want to create a website that's separate from our own websites because my partner in Thrive Hive and I run separate businesses. So it's thrivehivelive.com. Pretty easy to remember.
And that will be in the show notes as well. The other cool thing I want to talk about Thrive Hive is that in addition to sort of being really small, it's held in a kind of a unique way in the sense that you guys hold it at like a house or a villa in Miami.
Yes.
People have the option of staying on site or off site.
Yeah. So our first retreat in Palm Springs, we had this beautiful estate in Palm Springs. And so, you know, it had a pool and a hot tub and like huge, beautiful rooms. And, you know, we cooked on site and all that. And it was almost like having like a girls weekend, just like a retreat with your girlfriends. But then we were learning so much at the same time. And so we kind of thought about, you know, should we just have this at a hotel or something? And we decided that there would be something missing if we ended up going that route. So we decided to have it at a house again. So we've rented a villa in Miami, and it's of course gorgeous. And there's like, I mean, this beautiful pool that I can't wait to jump into and, you know, sip a margarita or whatever. But it's nice to have the combination of work and play. I love that about everything that I do with my business. And I think the women that are coming to this event and the other women who would be interested in coming to this event share that. And so we tried to mix the two.
Very cool. I'm really excited to attend. As you know, I'm super, super, super excited. I haven't been to Miami before, and it happens to be the week before my birthday.
Woo-hoo!
So there will have to be some sort of like Thrive Hive birthday celebration in Miami,
yeah.
Which I'm sure will just be miserable for everyone involved.
Right.
So I'm really excited, and I hope a couple of the listeners today join us for that, because it's going to be a really good time, and it's going to be a really cool community. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about is actually a blog post you wrote back when you still had Kickstart Kitchen. And I think you know what I'm going to talk about, but I'm not sure. So I'm going to bring it up now. You wrote a blog post when you launched a product. I can't remember the name of the product. I bought it, but I don't remember the name. Kick-Ass 2013.
Oh, Ask the Action Method, yeah.
Yes. And I remember when you launched it, you talked, I think it was in Thrive Hive you originally launched it, but you talked about having like a street team and a community around it versus having an affiliate program, which is something I do in my own business as well. I'm more about it sort of naturally Well, and sort of with some slight encouragement, going out to people who genuinely respect me, what I do, and want other people to know about it, versus there sort of being like a guaranteed cash bonus.
Yeah, I agree. It's interesting because there are very different schools of thought on that. And I've met so many entrepreneurs who really do it well with affiliate programs and, have affiliate programs that people are excited about, and they keep their affiliates, working hard to sell their products and stuff like that. And this post that I wrote, and I'll find the link and send it to you because it's actually on my Amp and Pivot. It's on my site now.
Okay, great.
But the post that I wrote was basically about that's one way to do it. So having affiliates is one way to sell your products and services, and it's certainly a way that people have had success with. The other way is to have a street team. And a lot of times affiliate programs also have street teams. But if you have people that are really excited about what you're doing and they say, yes, I will, help you promote your product or service without getting a kickback, it seems, in my opinion, to be just a little bit more genuine, and they're willing to work in a little bit different way. I wouldn't say harder necessarily, but the when they recommend your products, it's now like, I believe in this. Like, this means something to me. Not necessarily, I'm going to get, 50% of the commission off of this. So that's the way I do it. I don't participate in any affiliate programs at all, either when I sell my own products and services or for anybody else. And I have lots of people who I will promote their stuff, but I don't want to get money in the mix because I just don't feel like it's in alignment with my values, I guess. But I know it works for a lot of people. For me, it's just I'd rather have people that I can go to and say, hey, do you believe in this? Do you think this is good enough to share without me giving you money for it? Then please do. And when they come to me with their product, if I feel like it's good enough, to share with my community, then I'll recommend it. But it's based on the value of the product, not some sort of kickback. So.
I love that. And I want to spend a little time talking about this because I think there is a huge resistance amongst online entrepreneurs. And I, for me, just to sort of throw my two cents in here, that resistance for me comes from people who have built these affiliate businesses, who their entire business is based on pitching other people's wares, which is great. And I know a lot of really successful bloggers who do that. They blog about XYZ and they sell things that go along with it. Maybe it's style and they've got affiliate codes at those stores, whatever. And I think that is kind of a cool way to do it. But there are also people, like coaches and stuff who don't really actually coach. They just sort of sell affiliate programs to other coaches. I don't know. And I don't love it. It's kind of gross in my opinion. Which I'm sure I just made like half the people listening mad. But
I'm sure I did too. Oh well. Well, you know what? You got to be true to whatever works for you. And I think
Exactly.
for me, I remember my very first cent that I made with my business was from Amazon. I had, we had Bootstrap Book Club, right? And so I was saying, hey, we're reading Daniel Laporte's Firestarter Sessions. That was like our very first book. And the link that I provided to people in that group to buy the book was an affiliate link. And I was like, this is going to be the coolest thing ever. And I got a note from Amazon like a month later that said, you've made 8 cents. And I was like, oh, great. So I just sold out people that I actually care about so that I could make 8 cents. I'm never doing this again. And that was the end of it for me. Like, I don't know. I had a couple other people say, friends and people whose work I really admire say, hey, would you help me by sharing this? And I'll give you, I'll make you an affiliate. And I just am happy to share it if it's a good fit for my audience, but I'm just never gonna. No more 8 cent projects. They don't add up to anything ever, except for an audience that feels like they've just been sold to. And that is not the way I want to build my audience. So.
I like that. Yay. And for the people who are mad at us, whatever. I stuck my tongue out, which you can't hear, but oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. For me, it's really important to recognize the people that refer me to. So how do you balance not having an affiliate program and not necessarily rewarding, but sort of thanking the people who do refer you business? How do you extend that? Is it just like a, hey, that's cool and a thumbs up? Or is it some sort of gift? Or is it, a nice note? how do you balance not having an affiliate program, but still being appreciative of those people who refer business your way?
That's such a great question.
Thanks. I worked on it really, really hard in the last 7 seconds.
I love that question because honestly, like, gratitude is one of those things that's free to give, but it means so much when you do something like that. And I think for me with affiliate stuff, or with, you know, people that refer business to me right now, I don't have products for sale. My old, you know, Kickstart Kitchen, that business, we sold products and we did sell services too, but Amp and Pivot is at this point purely service driven. So I do writing, for clients, and I'm launching my first product in January, which I'm super excited about. But when I do, I think I'm going to use the same sort of rule of thumb that I use for introductions, because I think as entrepreneurs, one of the currencies that we have is making introductions for other people and, you know, being introduced to people that can help us grow our business too. So for me, I know the people in my life, in my, you know, business connections that make introductions for me, that's almost like they're handing me a check. Because that opportunity to get in front of, you know, somebody that I might not otherwise be able to meet, or to be featured on a podcast that I might not otherwise be able to be featured on, things like that, those opportunities are worth a lot to me. And so for me, what I try to do for people who do that kind of thing is reciprocate in kind. So if they introduce me to somebody and make an introduction and say, hey, Jules is a great copywriter, you should really meet her and interview her or whatever, I want to do the same thing. I'm looking for opportunities now to say, how can I introduce them to somebody who would be meaningful for them to meet? And I think the same is true when you're selling products and services. If you're not using an affiliate program, if you, if someone's willing to share your work with their audience and they believe in you, when it comes time for them to say, hey, would you do the same? You reciprocate in kind as long as it's a good fit for your audience. I mean, you always have to keep your audience top of mind and make sure that their needs are being met. But if it's a good fit for your audience, then you say yes to those opportunities because, you know, it's your chance to pay back the goodwill that you received.
Awesome. I also like to do the occasional surprise gift, and it's often small, really, if, you know, like something that I just happen to know they enjoy, like a Starbucks gift card, or I have a lot of entrepreneur friends who are really big readers, so like it'll be an Amazon gift card for, you know, a book they've been talking about getting. So I like to do little stuff like that. But I really like that philosophy of sort of, you just sort of give it back.
Yeah, I love your idea about giving gifts too. And I think that comes like when I think about the holidays mm-hmm. and giving gifts to clients or to people who've been influential. You should do a whole podcast on that. What to give clients.
I'll make a note.
For the holidays.
And my other thing is, and I think this gets lost, and I like to do this with clients too, especially like retainer clients and longtime clients, is a handwritten thank you note. I have a box of thank you notes that I just, you know, I'll grab one out real quick. I'll write, literally it's, you know, like 4 lines, and it's just, you drop it in the mail, and it's the cost of a stamp and, you know, the card, I guess. But I find that I always get these really cool emails or phone calls when they receive them, like, oh my God, I got your note. I'm like, it was a thank you note. Like, I invented them or something, because it's...
You kind of did. I mean, basically,
I must
you invented
have.
Thank you notes.
I'm
gonna start I'm calling
totally
you
putting
Al Gore.
That on my resume. Inventor of thank you notes. I'll get it right on LinkedIn and add that today.
I totally agree with you, because I don't know about you, but I open up a mailbox and I have like ads for things, or like, you know, Cox trying to sell me upgraded internet service or something,
or the two
and
bills that
bills.
Refuse to go digital and send it to me by email.
Right, exactly. And so when you see a card in there, you're like, okay, you know that's getting to the top of the stack. And mm-hmm. when was the last time you said that about an email? Ooh, I just can't wait to open that email, even if it's a good one. So.
I don't care if the subject line is "you're the best." Like, I might go at it. I'll get to that.
Right.
It's definitely true. It's definitely true. And it's something that's really easy to do, which I think maybe it's too easy. I don't know. But yeah, that's kind of what I like to do.
Wasn't it Jim Rohn who said the things that are easy to do are the things that are easy not to do? I'm probably butchering that quote, but it's true.
It's close.
It's easy to do. It's easy to do it. And especially if you have some tools. I don't know what your, you know, system is for doing that, but I use postable.com, and it's just it allows me to, you know, keep all of my addresses in the cloud essentially. So I don't have to, you know, keep an address book or whatever. And it just works for me to find my addresses in there and add people, and I can send invitations to my entire email list or whatever if I wanted to. Not that I ever would, but if I wanted to, I could do that. So it makes it easy.
That's an interesting idea. I have, I use Podio for my project management, and I love Podio. Like love it a lot. And
I use it too. It's great. Isn't it?
Yeah. And so whenever I put in like a new client gets their own workspace, I have an area that's got all their information in it as well. And so I just literally sort of write it out.
Yep.
That doesn't sound like a very techie system, but it works.
Keeping it all in one place. I like it.
Well, it's the value of that handwritten thing. Like, you know, I took the time to do that, and it really takes almost no time. And in complete, you know, transparency, I make my husband go to the mailbox and put it in there. So I'm not doing all the work.
Right.
Only the first part. And then I just, like, put it on the washing machine with all the other, like, mail that has to go out. And I'm like, here you go. So I'm not that nice. So before we wrap it up, because I don't want to take too much of your time today, I want to first remind everybody where they can find you.
Sure. AmpandPivot.com.
Cool. And before we wrap it up, I kind of like to let all of the guests just kind of give a quick blurb about like how they can help people and sort of what they can do in the, oh, I almost forgot to talk about Yesvember.
Oh, yeah.
How could I see now we're going to have
to hear my Minnesota come out every once in a while. I was like, oh yeah. Oh geez.
That's awesome. Yeah. See, I live in Arizona. We're a land of the no accent.
Yeah. You don't really have an accent.
We have, which is funny because we have people who live here now live here from like all over the place, but people who are from here have zero accent. Like my lack of an accent is an accent, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, before we get too far gone and I wrap up the show, and I'm not going to edit any of this out because you all have to hear how excited I am about Yesvember. Tell us about Yesvember.
Yeah. Okay. So Yesvember, another project that just spontaneously popped up out of nowhere. I was talking with my creative partner, Sandy, about ways that we could introduce more people to Thrive Hive Live, our live event that's coming up in Miami. And we're like, how do we get people to this new website that we created that we don't plan to blog on at this point? How do we get people there? And we said, well, what if we did a challenge to keep people focused during the month of November? And I don't know about you, but for me, like November is sort of that month where I'm like, I'm either going to be super focused or everything's going to drop off and I'm going to start just planning for 2014. So we decided to keep ourselves focused and try to encourage other women to become focused and give ourselves a chance to talk about Thrive Hive live as much as we possibly can. So it kind of culminated together to create Yesvember. So Yesvember is all about saying yes to one project in the month of November instead of just kind of saying no to everything until January 1st. So you can find out more at thrivehivelive.com/yes and jump in mid-month or whenever you're ready, and we'll be giving away prizes. We actually have a cool prize from Stacy, our fearless leader, that's coming out on November 15th. So, yeah, we've got some cool prizes coming up and just a lot of accountability and support on getting one big project done before the end of the year.
Can I tell everybody what the prize is?
Yes, of course.
I am graciously donating a seat in the Rockstar Guide to Facebook Marketing, and that is like not even the coolest prize. You can win a seat or a spot at Thrive Hive Live. That's the grand prize.
Yes, you can. You can win a spot at Thrive Hive Live.
Can we just assume I'm going to win that spot? Like, put that out there.
There you go. Yes. Thank you, universe.
Yes, please, universe. Although I'm already going, so I guess I wouldn't be a very good winner. So, Yesvember, sign up. You guys all know that I'm super big on the idea of Yesvember because I wrote a blog post. I want to say like a month ago. It was like the first week of September, today, whatever the one that happens in May is here in the States, happened. And I came into work Tuesday morning and I had literally like 6 or 7 emails from coaches and experts. And I'm using air quotes that you guys can't see. And everybody else who's email newsletter I'm on saying, start planning for 2014. And I was like, dudes, it's September.
Yeah.
Like, I have big stuff to do in the next three. And I had just gotten back from a mastermind retreat in New York, like 2 weeks before that. So I'm full of ideas. And I'm like, you want me to just pack it in for like a whole quarter of the year? So, yeah, I'm excited about Yesvember, and I think anybody who's packing it in is just not cool. Which, and that's saying something because I am packing it in December and taking December off. But
as am I.
That's acceptable.
As am I. I'm committed to working through November, and then December I'm slowing down and I'm going to enjoy time with my family and do all that stuff. So yeah, if you want to stay focused during the month of November and get one more project done, Yesvember is really cool.
Yeah. And my Yesvember project, part of it is actually this very podcast you're listening to right now. The group has held me accountable to actually do this. This group and Thrive Hive and YFE ladies, all get a shout out for making this amazing show actually happen, because I kept going, someday I'll make a podcast. Someday I'll make a podcast.
And someday is now. So someday I love it.
I think I've actually been talking about this podcast like for a year, like in different circles, like, you know, it'll be fun. I'll do a podcast. So it's definitely a time to take action. And also, you know, while everyone else is slowing down and wrapping it up, get ahead. So when January comes around, you're like, yeah, I have this cool new thing to launch. Here you go. Because it's done. It's ready. That's what you're doing with your course that you talked about earlier, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Which is also
creating it
prize,
now, and
isn't it?
Yeah, it is a prize. So I'll be giving one spot in my content marketing course, copywriting course.
I want to win that prize too. Can I win all the prizes?
Just putting it out there. I see.
Do you guys have any other prizes you wanna spill about?
So far, what I can tell you is that
there's secret prizes. Wait a minute.
Prizes, yeah. We're going to be rolling them out kind of throughout the month. But so your prize, your Facebook, Rockstar Guide to Facebook Marketing prize, and Sandy Sidhu is offering her From Stuck to Unstoppable. It's an ebook to help you go from basically kind of stuck with an idea to launching it. And my content
I've heard really good things about and should probably check out. So I'll like to win that too, please.
Yeah, there you go. her ebook is just fantastic. It really does like put everything into perspective, gives you a framework for moving forward quickly. So, check that out. And then, a ticket to Thrive Hive Live in Miami, which is the grand prize. So, it's going to be pretty cool.
It's good stuff. Definitely check it out. I'll have a link to it in the show notes. I feel like I keep saying that, but there will be. Okay. Now we'll really wrap it up with you and I'll let you go. I was just really excited about Yesvember. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
So I'll wrap it up now. Tell us a little bit about what you can do for everybody, where they should get in touch with you to have you help them. And, you know, is there like some place we can sign up to know more about this copywriting course?
Yes. So if you go to ampandpivot.com/happycopy, you can find out more information about the content writing course I'm creating. And by the way, I made up that URL like 2 seconds ago. So I'm going to go create that page now. Happy copy.
I'm in love with that URL, by the way. Like,
thank you.
I love it.
The concept is conversion happy copywriting. So content that actually converts. If you go to ampandpivot.com/happycopy, you can sign up for the interest list just to tell me you want to know more about it when it comes out. So I will be getting in touch with anybody that signs up on that list when the course comes out in January.
And I know you all remember that because it's a super good URL, but I'll put that in the show notes too.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Thanks, Jules, for being our very first Gone Live interview.
I am so
excited to have you on the brand new podcast. Thank you for joining Hit the Mic with Stacey Harris. Your partner in crime is actually going to be here soon.
Awesome.
I'll be airing out her episode soon too with Sandy Sidhu. So you guys will hear more about the awesomeness that is Thrive Hive there. I just feel like we're just going to pretend the show is sponsored by Thrive Hive now.
There you go. Yeah.
This episode is sponsored by Thrive Hive. All right. Well, I will talk to you soon. Thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you.